page 389, 60 case. Human's stuff changes into dragon. Pointer. Buddhas and sentient beings, fundamentally, there is no difference between them. Mountains and rivers and one's own self, how could they, could there be any distinctions? Why then is it all divided into two sides? Even if you can set words, turn and occupy the essential bridge, it still won't do to let go. If you don't let go, the whole great earth isn't worth grasping. But what is the place to set words turning? Test eyesight this look. Case? The man showed his staff to the assembly and said, the staff has changed into a dragon and swallowed the universe. Mountains, the rivers, the great earth, where are they to be found? Buddhas and sentient beings. Fundamentally, there is no difference between them. Mountains and rivers and one's own self. How could there be any distinction? Our first sentence, Buddhas and sentient beings. Fundamentally, there is no difference between them. In terms of spiritual world, spiritual aspect of existence. Fundamentally, the Buddhas and sentient beings. Fundamentally, there is no difference between them. So spiritually, there is no discrimination, complete equality. Mountains and rivers and one's own self. This is a little bit in terms of physical aspect of existence. Mountains, rivers, and one's own. How could there be any distinction? Physically, also, all sentient beings are completely equal. Spiritually, everything is equal. Why then is it all divided into two sides? How could there be any distinction? This is a very interesting question for us. How could there be any distinction? Always this is a question for us. Why then is it all divided into two? If it is, everything is equal, one, we wish we could keep equality without all divided into two. But actually, divide the phenomenal world there. The question is why? This is always interesting questions, and it's very difficult to say about this, but if you study Buddhism, you will understand. Even if you can set words turning and occupy the essential bridge, even if you can set words turning means, even though you use the freedom, equality, for unity or peace or harmony freely, with a perfect freedom, wherever you may be. This is sector wars turning. Even though you can set the world turning, in other words, even though you use peace, harmony, truth, and freedom, liberation, you did freely with perfect freedom, or occupy the essential burgeonings. That is the sentient beings and the Buddhas, okay? Buddhas and sentient beings, ordinary beings. The higher ordinance Buddhas turn into sentient beings. How sentient beings approach to the Buddha? This is all this question, in and out, all this we do. How, why we have to be sentient beings? Why we are separate from the Buddhas, equality? Why still we don't understand the equality? How truth turning into the dualistic world, that is obvious. Then we imagine there must be some bridge we can go through. But occupy the essential bridge means completing everything is equal, that's why completely no bridge of the sentient beings and the Buddhas all become one. So if so, it's not necessary to have a bridge, a special bridge, to go through. So that's why he said, occupy the essential bridge, no bridge anyway. So that means even though you completely deal with handle the truth and the truth and the unities and the equality, freedom freely in your everyday life, wherever you may be, whatever you do, that means it still won't do. To let go means it is not right if you live negligently. If you suck your effort very naturally. Egoistic, laziness, and lots of temptation comes into your life and leaves your life in bewilderment, very naturally. So you can't slacken your effort, even though you say, I am an enlightened person, and who has completely great capability to deal with all sentient beings with perfect freedom. Nevertheless, you cannot slacken your effort every day. So still, you have to pay attention to your everyday life. Well, later I will explain this point anyway. If you don't let go, the whole great earth isn't worth grasping. If you don't let go, if you are not negligent, I think the whole great earth isn't worth grasping, is making one grip off. If you always do, in other words, if you understand what is the opportunity, what is most opportunity, what is the most important place, where or when you can manifest yourself totally, freely, in peace, in harmony, in every aspect of your everyday life. When? How? If you understand this, very naturally you can make your effort constantly to manifest. So if you do that, very naturally, the moment when you manifest yourself in peace and harmony, and when the time is right, conditions are right, right now, right here, that is, I want to say, the whole great earth isn't worth grasping. Even though you say, I grasp. I make a one grasp, grip of whole universe, but total manifestation of peace and freedom from moment to moment is something more than that. Okay. So that's what he says. If you don't let go, the whole great earth isn't worth grasping. But what is the place to set words turning? Okay. Where is the place? Where is the place? What is the opportunity to sit words turning is to deal the freedom and truth and peace and harmony, turning freely. Okay. What is the place? What is opportunity? Okay. This is a point. I think question is it really possible? Is it really possible for us to have, I want to say, to have a unity, to have a unity, or to have a perfect peace in our everyday life? In other words, is that truth that there is really peaceful reality or harmonious reality? Is that true or not? Religiously speaking, yes, it is. But religiously speaking, it is pretty hard to understand. So I would say it's a bit of a different angle. Because this is not the matter of only religious life, but also this extends into all aspects of human life, whatever kind of professional job you follow, artist, musician, whatever. So let's think the painting. For painter, what is most important for him is to represent a beautiful unity of nature, or tree, or certain spot of the nature. Embraced by all sentient beings, okay? Anyway, most important point for the painter is to represent perfect unity of nature on the canvas, okay? So in order to represent perfect unity of the nature on the canvas, the painters always try to practice. Okay? Try to practice through a certain being, so-called trees. Okay? By writing or drawing the line of the trees or birds, etc., every day, So each line, each frame or each sketch, sketch, is not sketch. This is nothing but a total representation of the unity, perfect unity of the nature which is constantly working with all sentient beings. That is really great effort. Effort that is great practice for the artist. Okay? Artist. So through many years of this kind of practice, and then finally he can represent a beautiful unity of the tree on the canvas, okay? And that time, that tree is drawn on the canvas. Is not drawing a picture, but it is really tree. Okay? So drawing picture tells us real unity of nature, okay? Through the tree, drawn on the canvas. So for painter, he knows what is a unity. What is a perfect unity of nature? What is a perfect rhythm of nature's life? He knows. That's why he can manifest. He can represent it on the canvas. But the moment when he has finished drawing that unity of the nature on the canvas, it's already dead. It's already dead. But it's dead, but through the dead painted picture, but there is something more than painted stuff. It's something alive there. That is painter's capabilities. That's why he has to constantly practice this one. So, through the nature, he really grasped the unity of the nature's life, okay? And then he knows how to represent it. But in order to know how to represent it, it really takes him time to can do it, to do in that way. But from his intuitive sense, and from his six senses, he can know how to. So he does, okay? So same applies to spiritual life, okay? Spiritual life. We know, even intellectual, we know that everything is a perfect unity. We know the unity of all sentient beings. We know how beautiful the lake and the morning sun and rising, how beautiful it is. So we get the strong impression from morning sunrise. And then we want to represent it, how beautiful it is. That is sometimes through the painting, through the poem, okay, through the music, we can express it, we can represent it. Okay. But religiously speaking, we have to represent it not only the certain, canvas or instrument or poem. Religiously speaking, you have to represent how beautiful morning sunrise is in the space, okay? In the space, in time, but it is your life. So, represented means you have to draw the picture in the space, in the space means in your everyday life. Everyday life is not the flat dimension. Okay? Everyday life is really cubic, you know, a cubic dimension of existence. So you have to always draw that the beautiful beauty of the morning sunrise in space, in time, every day. So when you draw, what do you mean to draw this? That is when you see this table. This is nothing but the trees in the nature. So when you see the trees, painter can represent the trees on the canvas. The religious person, if you want to have a religious spiritual security, anyway, if you see the tree, you have to represent it in your everyday life without having a particular thing, so-called canvas, or music, or what instrument, without using anything, just through your body and mind and everyday opportunity, everyday place. So when you see the trees, and then you have to represent that tree in everyday life, opportunity, time, space, means painter always become one with the trees, and then get immediate impressions, and then immediately represent it. He knows. But spiritually speaking, we have to know trees, and we have to represent but not on the canvas, in the everyday life. Means, everyday life means the moment when you see the tree, when you see the this table, you have to represent this table, and you have to represent the unity of this table and I. Painter represents unity of the paint, him, his life, and trees, okay? On the canvas. But I have to represent the unity of the tree and I. How? This table, tree is nothing, not different from the trees, birds, so this table and toilet papers, everyday life, your boots, your shirts, and pencils, papers. Becoming one with the toilet paper and represent that unity of your life and toilet paper. Right. And draw it. That is practice. So how can you draw? Use toilet paper with compassion. Compassion means completing you, devote yourself, you throw yourself into toilet paper. Instead of using the toilet paper recklessly, anyway, use the toilet paper with compassion, with kindness. And then when you do, the moment when you do it, immediately you can draw the picture. You can represent the unity of the toilet paper and you. But the moment when you do, next moment, it disappears because it's space. But for painter, there is a something, okay? So-called painting. That's what we are very interested in. But religiously, nothing left behind. All you have to do is just paint it, just represent it. That's it. Nothing. But what do you mean by this? For painter, here is something left behind him, how he has represented, okay? Unity of the trees and his life, okay? So this is a picture, his masterpiece, okay? But religiously speaking, nothing. But for the painter, obviously, he can leave something as a token of his effort. So, progress in the practice for painter can be seen in the masterpiece. His capability can be found within the masterpiece. But religiously, nothing. If there is nothing, how do we know? But if you, even though you don't have anything left behind, there is something left behind. This is a strength. Spiritual strength. Dogen then says, strength can be obtained right in the strength. Within the strength means you just represent it. At that time is unity. You can draw the unity of the life, your life and toilet paper's life. But nothing left behind. But there is something left behind that is a what? Strength. Spiritual strength. Yes. So very naturally, if you do this, you constantly, like a painter, like a musician, like this, anyway, strength is, anyway, grows, increases. This is a spiritual life. Spiritual life. in case you may show his stuff. Stuff means the stuff anyway. Monks use anyway. Stick and incense, whatever it is. Tables, okay. So you may show his stuff to the assembly and says, the stuff has changed into a dragon and swallowed the universe. This is the human shows a way to represent perfect harmony and peace in every opportunity he can see in his life. Standing, walking, and washing his face, having a breakfast, anyway, those everyday life is nothing but the opportunity and time and space. We can represent the unity and equality and peace and the truth. So, stuff has changed into dragon. It doesn't mean the table can turn into dragon. Okay? Means how you can draw this table in your heart. How can you draw this table in your heart? This is a table separate from you, or this is a table completely represented in your heart. How can you deal with this one? When you deal with this table as if necessarily this is a table, at that time you can completely you can use this table just as a table, which is really different from your life. So you can anyway you can turn this table into dragon means you have to draw the unity, perfect unity of this table and I. At that time, table is not table. Table is your life, exactly. So, table turned into the problem. Something more than table. At that time, you can draw, you can represent the table, you know, as a unity of nature, as a unity of the universe. So that is something more than table. And this is a masterpiece, spiritual masterpiece. Spiritual masterpiece is existent right now, next moment it's not there. Next moment you have to represent this masterpiece again. So, whatever, so when you see there are lots of opportunity and time, you know, everyday life, getting up in the morning, having a breakfast, walking, zazen, talking with people, and taking care of babies and friends and the many things. And then how can you use those opportunities? You just use, deal with, in the usual sense, of course, but you have to use the table as a table, but you have to represent something more than table. This is nothing but the practice. You just like a painter, just draw the pictures on the canvas. Constantly you have to draw pictures. And swallow the universe means completely the table turn into the dragon and show itself as something more than table. So it's completely something, nature's universe. You can feel something more than table. That must be found right in the middle of the process of merging with the table. Anyway, dealing with the table. So that is when you do gassho, you do gassho with practically, and that right in the middle of process of the gassho, there is total representation of the unity. So that's why next, mountains, rivers, the great earth, where are they to be found? So mountains are mountains, but mountains are not mountains because mountains are mountains you face, okay, you see. So you have to see the mountain, but you have to create, represent, you have to draw mountain and also something more than mountain. In other words, you have to draw the mountain and your life too, and which are becoming one. So, in the verse 391, verse, the stalk swallows the universe. Comes from this case, the staff swallows the universe. He vainly talks of peach blossoms floating on the rushing the waves. For those who with tails burns off, it's not the matter of grasping clouds and seizing fog. I have to see this is Caesar's commentary, 393 second line from the top. He barely talks of peach blossoms floating on the rushing waves. There is no further need for transformation into dragons. At the gate of Wu, gate of Wu, there is a three-level rapids. Every year, by the third month, when the peach blossoms bloom and the waves rise, those fish who can go against the current and leap past the rapids change into dragons. Okay, this is a story. The story comes from China. So that means there is a three level rapid, okay, and what is summon, sometimes going up to the stream, is that correct? I don't know, three levels rapid, I don't know whether they can leap over three levels rapid, I don't know, but in China there is a three levels rapid, you know, and then it is said that fish can leap off, you know, the three levels, totally three levels rapid, and then turn into dragon. Means if you have a really intention, if intention means if you have a total commitment into your object, becoming one with it, at that time you are you, but you are not you. You are something more than you. So that means that you feel totally, total devotion, full devotion, turns you into something more than what you are. This is really true. Well, this is a very basic practice, and the pianist, as the musician, as artist. Anyway. If you really devote, if you really throw yourself into playing piano totally, you turn into something more than what you are. So you are you, but you are not you. You are music, you are composers, and you are audience, and sometimes, anyway, all things come into you. So that means turning into dragon. And when this is every year by the, this is happens about every year by the third month when the peach blossom blooms and waves rise, and that time you can do it. So the 3 months of year means the spring, anyway, springs. Things is a perfect circumstances, a perfect peaceful circumstances. And waves rise means human life, and up and down human life. And also peach blossoms, blooms means totally bright, you know. Samsaric world creates a lot of waves up and down, but simultaneously there is a beautiful blossoms, blooms, flower blooms. So that means complete samsaric world. So, Star Swallows the Universe, they vainly talks of peach blossoms floating on the rushing waves. I think they're representing the unity of the human existence with all sentient beings. It's not a matter of discussing of a fish turning into dragon, anyway. It's not because we are already Buddha, okay? We have a great capability to do this. So only you can do it, that you can manifest it. So I don't think you should have completely certain strength coming from outside. Already you have this strength. So all you can do is to manifest this strength in everyday life, means draw the pictures. Lots of peach blossoms floating on rushing waves. For those with tails burned off, it's not the matter of grasping. When the fish pass through the gate of you, a celestial fire burns their tails, they grab the clouds, seize the fog, and depart. This is the story. Celestial fires burns their tails, and then he becomes anyway dragon, something like this. So that's why he says, for those whose tails burn off, it's not the matter of grasping clouds and seizing fog. I don't think we should have something burned by celestial fire, or means by the practice we should throw the something bad or wrong. So he says it is not the matter of grasping clouds and seizing fog. It's not the matter of grasping something new by throwing or getting. So why should the exhausted ones necessarily lose their courage and spirit? Exhausted one means in the commentary it says introduction to Qing Liang's commentary on the Avasantika scripture says even bodhisattvas who have accumulated virtuous conduct gasp for breath at the gate you even the bodhisattva is very exhausted and exposed, one could say, is gills, or fish, you know. Do you understand? Means fish. Can't you imagine that fish is just on the surface of water and because exhausted. And they just shoulder the gills of a fish. So, means you practice for long, 10 years, 20 years, nevertheless, you don't attain enlightenment, you don't think of the practice helps your life so much. So, finally, you are exhausted. And then you float on the surface of water and show the exposed gills of your body. And then disappears. But it doesn't mean you're bad, it's bad students and it's bad human beings. I don't think so. So that's why he says, why should the exhausted ones necessarily lose their courage and spirit? If though you are completely exhausted and disappears, but right in the middle of despair, still you are, you have still great capability and strength to come up to live, to be alive. Because Buddha Masons, we are anyway Buddha. That's why he says, why should the exhausted one necessarily lose their courage and spirit? I have picked it up. means I have an exactly accepted.
Okay.
I have exactly accepted. Do you hear or not? Do you hear or not? If you accept it. But still, yes, you cannot take a nap. After I understand it, I accept it. But you cannot take a nap. After you say, I understand it, I accept it, still you have to say, do you hear it? Means you have to show your effort to do it. Okay. So that's why he says, do you hear or not? Still pay attention, because you have to continually draw the pictures in the space and time constantly. If you don't do it, if you don't draw the pictures, you die. Anyway, your life is really dead. Even though you say, I understand it. Understanding is all right, but if you understand it, you have to show you understand it. So that's why we have to always constantly see it and see the trees and constantly draw it. Draw it. That's why he says, do you hear or not? One simply must be completely free and at ease. Stop any further mixed up for confusions. Anyway, one simply must be completely free and at ease. So, everyone is perfect, equal. Everyone has great strength to manifest this equality, the truth itself, so simply. Okay. Nothing contaminated. Okay. You must be there. Okay. You must be there. And stop any foreign mixed up confusion. Nothing to stir up. If you stir up, it's slip off. You are off. Exactly. So with 72 blows, I am still letting you off easy. So human beings possess this discriminating consciousness. Okay? So very naturally, if you say, I understand it, we take a rest. Okay? We take a rest right in the middle of understanding. We forget how to show it. Okay? But every day we have to show it, because every day is moving. Okay? So that's why, anyway, if that I am, he says, I am still letting you off easy, okay? But nevertheless, 72 blows will be given to you, because still, watch out. You have to watch out. Watch out means immediately you slip off. You stay with the dualistic sense. You stay with your prejudice. You stay with your egoistic sense, very naturally. Okay. If you stay with egoistic or dualistic, even slightly, you slip off the unity or peace. So even with 150, it's hard to forgive you, but not only the 72 blows, but 150. It is hard to forgive you, but it is, we have to do it, you know, I want to give you 150, more than the 72, means one day consists of 64 billion moments, anyway. And so, strictly speaking, you have to continually represent unity of your life, unity of your life and nature, you know, in every moment of 64 billion moments, anyway. This is a body mind, you have to do it. So something more than 150. Yes, it's 150, but anyway, number is just much. Every day you have to, anyway, manifest and represent the picture of the unity and truth and the peace. Master Sudo suddenly picked up his stuff and came down from his seat. All at once, the great assembly scattered and fled. So, so we don't want to anyway have to pick clothes. And, it doesn't mean that, but anyway, right in the middle of total manifestation of the unity and the peace and the harmonious life, right in the middle of bringing the peace and the harmony to you, is not easy way, not harder way, hard way. Complete beyond easy and hard. You have to do it. You have to do it. So, because, well, spiritual life is a very big project for us. Because you have to represent spiritual security in your life is really canvas, you know. But not your life, but a universe is your canvas on which you have to draw the picture of the spiritual life. So that is not so simple. It's because it's a huge canvas. So that's why spiritual life takes you so long anyway. But even though it takes so long, you cannot give up because you live. You cannot take rest because already your life is going. And just like making a fire, with ancient time, they make a fire with rock and wood. And do you understand? You have to rub, but anyway, very hard, constantly. If you stop it, you can't make a fire anyway. So you already start to move. Your life is already moving. So if, even though it, you don't like it taking a long time to understand, to represent, to draw the picture of the unity or peace in your life, but you can't stop it. So you have to continue to it. So, if you read the Buddha mentions about the effort, the zealousness, effort, endeavor. Endeavor or human effort is just like making fire with the wood or rubbing the wood, piece of wood, or the rock. So if you stop, if you take a rest, and you cannot make fire. So you have to continue anywhere, rub, you know, wood constantly. Regardless of how long it takes you to make a fire. Anyway, you cannot stop it because all right, it's already start to make a fire. Do you have a question?
Roshi, is there some particular significance to the gate of you having three level gravity?
Special what? Significance?
Right, to the three level gravity.
Yeah, I think so. Let's say, caught. how many rabbits in your life? Sometimes you can jump over to one level, sometimes five, six, and how many? That's my.
Okay. A minute ago,